ladies, and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 without a live studio audience. They happen to be studying for finals, our live studio audience. We wish them tremendous success. And boy, oh boy, if ever we were feeling that we are in messianic times, this is certainly one of them. We talked about last week about the building in Jerusalem, the feeling of great things happening beyond, quote unquote, the normal. And again, you know, I'm a pretty grounded guy. People have been listening to me for years now, and not a spooky, Kabbalistic type of rabbi, but there are events happening here that certainly are head scratchers and certainly cause our heart to race. And let's begin with, first of all, a prayer that Hashem, God, you should watch over the Jewish people around the world, and in particular, the Jews in the land of Israel. May you watch over them, protect them, keep them safe from rockets, drones, and missiles, oh my, and any type of physical harm. May you watch over our people who are in your house, your land. Hashem, please protect your home. It's your home. You can protect it, please. Please protect them. V'nomar amen. Let us all say amen. Let us all be safe as well. Hashem should protect us around the diaspora. And God willing, no news is good news. Now, where to start? So let's start in order. The fact that the initial attack of Israel on Iran happened is truly incredible. It is something that has been talked about for years. And the fact that Israel was allowed to do it, let's be really, really, really honest over here. As much as people, and I know Israelis like to think that they're independent when it comes to things, but we know the reality is Israel in many ways is a vassal state. And as much as they say that when it comes to genocidal threats, they will act unilaterally, in the end of the day, if America is not there to tune up the F-15, F-30, whatever one, F-30 jets that Israel is using, then there's no more Israeli Air Force. Okay, so these talks of bravado, of independence, really are just still bravado. Now, maybe one day Israel will become independent, but it certainly is not. So wink, wink, America certainly green-lighted it. And we see that as really a reflection. Lev Malachim B'yad Hashem, the hearts of the kings are in the hands of the Almighty. This is Judaism, meat and potatoes, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Donald Trump has total free will until he was elected president. And when he became president, he lost his free will. God runs the world through the leaders, elected or not. And therefore, the Almighty was the one who greenlighted this attack. And this attack made the beeper, if you followed what's going on, the beeper attack in Lebanon, it dwarfs, absolutely dwarfs what happened in Lebanon. In Lebanon, it was an incredible thing. The beepers, they figured out, and Hezbollah bought them, and they had these charges in them that Israel had made a shell company, and then Hezbollah bought from them, and 5,000 beepers exploded, and then solar panels and everything else. It was unbelievable. People thought it was a science fiction book. If an author had written it, you would say it's a trashy novel and you'd throw it out because it's science fiction, but it really happened. And now, just when you think that it couldn't get better, it got better. It got much better. There was a whole, there's, okay, again, you know, for your political commentary, I'm sure there are other podcasts that know the ins and outs, but there was a lot of misinformation, a lot of acting going on. If the ultra-religious were going to bring down the government, if America is negotiating with Iran and this, that, and the other, and all these things. But there were many factors that lulled Iran into a very deep sleep, much like Israel was lulled into a deep sleep before October 7th. And then boom, 3 a.m. Shabbos morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Israel attacked. But they attacked in such an ingenious way. They had so many Mossad agents. I don't know if they're Jewish or non-Jewish or whatever it is, but down to the point where they had people pointing lasers to where the head of the Iranian Guard Army officers were, onto their apartments so that the Israeli strikes could be perfect. The top brass of the Iranian Guard was killed in its sleep. It just didn't wake up Friday morning. Khamenei survived. I don't know if they attacked him, but you have to understand, it's like, imagine the head of our Air Force, the head of the intelligence, the second in the intelligence, the top 20 guys, imagine running a government, are gone. They're simply just not there anymore. And then, like the coup de grace, and I'm only scratching the surface, and many of you who are listening to this probably know this stuff better than I do, but just to appreciate the level of success and miracles that is going on is truly unbelievable. They set up somehow the Mossad, a drone base within Iran. It's like, and then when they press go, these drones came out and did their business. It would, you know, the thing I kind of liken it to is the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was before my time.
I know it wasn't before the time of some of my listeners.
Okay, don't worry. I do the old man voice all the time. But anyway, so, you know, if Russia, if Soviet Union at the time was going to put their missiles on Cuba, that was going to be a cause for nuclear war. Could we have imagined if the Soviet Union would have had a nuclear missile base right outside of Washington? We had a killer drone base right outside of Tehran. They didn't even know what hit them. And so, and total air dominance and absolute total control of the skies over Western Iran. And now, according to reports, even through Eastern Iran. And destroying much of the nuclear program. Still not, the job is still not done. The amount of success, the dream wish list. Even the Israelis who hate Bibi in Israel have to nod their heads and nod their caps to the job that was done over here. And we do give credit to Bibi. We do give credit to the brave soldiers and Air Force pilots, etc., and the Mossad. But just as easily as it went well, all the wheels could have fallen off the bus, and it could have easily just as gone not as well, and it could have been a disaster. And for that, that's where we thank Hashem. We have to thank Hashem for the tremendous, unbelievable, unprecedented success in wiping out evil from planet Earth. And let us make no bones about it. Iran is evil. The regime is evil. Okay, the discussion of the people and they want. Okay, I don't know. I can't comment. But they want to destroy Jews and destroy Israel. They are Darth Vader. This is not a difficult moral equation here. And when evil is wiped out, we have to thank the Almighty. And so, halfway through the podcast, I would like us all to recognize the great miracles that have happened. And by the way, it's not just the rabbi calling. Listen to the secular pundits in Israel. They're all talking about the miraculous success of the operation that attacked the Iran and the nuclear sites. Okay, that is now part one. And then part two happened. Part two was the retaliation. And that brings us to the next very important part of the story, which defines how we as Jews look at life and look at Hashem and how we face challenges right in the face and we don't back down. And speaking of Jews who are not backing down, I have to call out, shout out in the most positive way, several Project 613 young professionals who are in Israel right now with missiles falling in shelters. And what are they doing there? They're not just playing on the beach in Tel Aviv. They're learning Torah. They're dedicating themselves to learn more, to become the best Jews they could become. And it's one thing to sacrifice, to go and do that. It's another thing to do it when there's missiles falling. And I'd like to give a huge shout out to Eitan Goldstein and Tristan Taylor and Austin Hufford and Garrett Schumann and Travis Siegel and Maya Malka Goldenberg. And forgive me if I forgot others who are there. These are the great mighty ones who are doing everything they can to become the best Jews that they can be. And they're doing it under what we call in Hebrew, Mesiras Nefesh, self-sacrifice. And we are so proud of every one of you and all of your peers who were there with you. We've been reaching out to you and, you know, seeing you in the bomb shelters and still staying positive and still continuing on your mission is truly, truly inspiring. And that is really how the Jewish people have always faced difficulty, tragedy, oppression from others, attacks from others. We sadly are very experienced in this, but we always know a few things. And I'd like to share with you what it means to be a Jew in a time like this. It means that there are no accidents. There are no accidents. Iran is not sending missiles that get by the desk of the Almighty. I know people struggle with this, but the Almighty has an address and the Almighty has a message. And that is the way that Jews through thousands of years, how we have dealt with negativity that comes our way. Now, of course, we protect ourselves and we defend ourselves. We do everything we can. We are not a turn the other cheek. Absolutely not. That is a ridiculous ideology. No, we reject that fully. But when difficult things happen, when there are missiles falling, it's cruel not to try to find the message. It's cruel just to say, it just happens to be that Iran is shooting missiles. Our arch enemy for the last 2,500 years, there's no greater significance to it. You're just going to write it off to the New York Times headlines. That's cruel, says Maimonides. And therefore, the compassionate approach, according to Maimonides, is that we introspect, we look into who we are, and we say, wow, what can I do better? How can I be a better, kinder, more wonderful person? How can I learn more Torah? How can I be a more knowledgeable Jew? I'm thankful for my daughter's finals in Beis Yaakov in their Orthodox Jewish high school. I was able to review a certain section of Jewish law that they had a final on. And thank God, I mean, you know, Rabbi, I should know that. I should have known it already. But it's always good to review. This is a time to kick it up. Folks, it's a time to kick it up. And as I'm checking the news again and again, later on as the evening rolls around, you have hits to the center of Israel. And more and more, you're talking about hundreds of people injured and up to a couple of dozen people killed. I don't have the exact number. There's so many different attacks happening. And it used to be that we would just, you know, look at the nice fireworks of the Iron Dome. Well, they're getting through. And if they're getting through, that means that we need to get the message. So whatever we need to kick it up, that's our response. That's got to be the response. Rockets, drones, and missiles, oh my, right. Because if October 7th didn't wake us up, or it woke us up and now it kind of dulled, now we have missiles from Iran. And of course we pray that the IDF and the Israeli Air Force will wipe out every threat and wipe out the nuclear program, etc., etc., etc. And we pray for the soldiers and the airmen and the everyone in the Israeli armed services and the American armed services who are playing a support role. But that's not enough, folks. Our schedule needs to be different. Something needs to be different. Something needs to change. That is how Jews look at tragedy. We don't throw a pity party. We don't put the covers over our head. We said we have to take responsibility. If we were doing everything right, this would not be happening. And so therefore, maybe we could check how we speak about others. Lashon hara. Maybe we could learn some Jewish law in that area. Maybe we could kick it up for Shabbos. If you're a young professional, this week, this coming week, we're hosting for Shabbos. Let's do it here in the hood in West Rogers Park. We have a class on Wednesday. On what topic? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your neighbors yourself. Wouldn't that be a perfect time to come learn? And wherever you are, and whatever your humdrum of life is, you need to stop at least for a minute. If you're driving the car, you could finish listening to the podcast and then don't turn on the radio and talk to the Almighty. Talk in your own words and pray. Say, Hashem, please save the Jewish people. Please have the rockets malfunction or misfire or not even be shot at all. Speak to the Almighty. It could be that conversation of yours while you're doing Pilates will be the conversation that causes a missile to miss a building. I mean, by the way, what's happening right now also, as much tragedy is happening, the miracles are flying left and right. There was one missile literally fell, and I saw the video itself, fell in the middle of an entire area of buildings. There was one construction site. It fell literally in the middle. It was like a tic-tac-toe, fell right in the middle square. Anywhere else, it would have been a disaster. So folks, these are trying times. These are difficult times. But if you're listening to this podcast, that means that you're plugged in, which means that you're the top of the pyramid, which means you have greater responsibility. Maybe kick it up in terms of keeping kosher. Maybe kick it up in terms of learning Torah. Maybe kick it up in terms of smiling and greeting other people. And greet people with a smile, with the kavanah, with the intent to say, I'm greeting. I may not be the smiliest person, but I'm going to greet other people because I know it's a mitzvah to make other people happy and to smile at others. The Gemara says that it's like giving someone a warm cup, glass of milk. Why? The white of the teeth. It's like the milk. It's nourishing. When you smile at someone, it's nourishing. We're in a war and we don't just read the news. We don't just read the headlines. We can make the headlines. This is a fundamental calculus of the Jewish people. This is a fundamental calculus of the Torah. And this is why I keep screaming about this is because we don't realize that we hold the key. We hold the key. It's in our prayer. It's in our Torah learning. It's in our behavior towards others. That is going to make the difference in this war. And that is how we Jews respond to difficulty and to tragedy. God bless. May you have an amazing week, a week of elevation, a week of not throwing ourselves a pity party, a week of not pulling the covers over our head, a week of proactive, a week of determined positivity to become the best people, the best Jews we can be, just like those Holy Project 613 young professionals I mentioned before. If they're doing all of this under fire and under cover of missiles, we can do it here in the safety of America. God bless. Have an amazing week. May Hashem watch over the Jewish people again and again. And God willing, we will see you right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.